You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
What you need when what you really want inside can with your night.
Running like a red disease.
Running like a red disease. Ghetto people.
Stop giving up yourself.
Stop doing what you're doing to yourself, young. You got to learn to love yourself. Ghetto people.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything that on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe, civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement: Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted. And we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, Conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good. Sorry, family. I'm sorry, family. Man, I should have cleared my throat before I attempted to do that. Good morning, African world. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. I'm your host, Baba Oshi. Hotep family, hope everything was well with you today. Hope you're going to have a good weekend. Hope you're going to get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping, too, that the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. And based upon what I've been seeing in the weather situation, depends upon where you are. Man, it's crazy. But then again, it's climate change. So that's the thing. There's extremes. You just got to deal with it. This is African Perspectives. And, excuse me, trying to do some things here that I should have did earlier. But, you know, I don't know why sometimes I'm just like, man, where you at, Brother Oshi? All right. Excuse me, family. All right, let's go. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can go through the archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcasts. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Also, too, you can use the whatever search engine that you use, whatever search engine, and you put in the search, babaoshi.net, babaoshi.net, babaoshi.net. And once again, programs that are dated and titled. Other programming we have on Time for an Awakening.
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
This program, this program is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and all times are Eastern times. Thursdays, last night, from 7 to 8, Black Liberation Movement, Mississippi on the Move, with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. Tonight, at 8 p.m. tonight, Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Time for an Awakening. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Sankofa Elders Council with Dr. Janine. And then on Sunday at 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses, WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans. Brother Bomani Taihemba, who is ready to take another group of our people to the motherland. And this next trip upcoming is March 29th, this month, March 29th to April 9th, going to Liberia and Morocco. Liberia and Morocco. July 11th to July 23rd, Ghana. November 21st to December 2nd, Kemet. December 24th to January 4th, 2025, Azinia. April 1st to April 11th, Senegal and Gambia. May 24th to June 5th, 2025, Ghana. November 21st to December 1st, Brazil. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to, excuse me, family. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007. Remember, Africa for the African.org. Habashah, helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. The Habashah program is working here in the Atlanta area. And with the programs, Habashah Works Program, Black to Our Roots, Sustainable Seeds, Golden Growers, and Urban Green Jobs. And, of course, they have the Kashi Project in Ghana. They, not last year, but the year before, 2022, they had the grand opening in October. And the pictures are beautiful, family. Go online, HabashahIncorporated.org. The Ledge Group, land for the environmental development for group economics. The Ledge Group. Brothers and sisters, the Ledge Group's deal in the area of human necessity, of human importance, and that is food, water, clothing, and shelter. They have 12 projects in 6 different countries on the continent with over 170 employed and over 260 members. Become a member of the Ledge Group, land for the environmental development for group economics. The Minister of Wellness, he is presently in Kenya. The pictures he sent back of the great work that he's doing, the multiple people that he's talking to. The Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan. Go online to theministerofwellness.com. Theministerofwellness.com. And you can sign up for this free ebook that he has. And many of the new products that he has ongoing. The Minister of Wellness, Smy Pharmacy, Brother Jabril. He has a lot of new products as well, brothers and sisters, a lot of new products as well. You can give Brother Jabril a call at 770-765-7751, 770-765-7751. If you want to send him an email, go to smyfarmacy@gmail.com, S-M-A-I. F-A-R-M-A-C-Y at gmail.com. It's my pharmacy. The Moses West Foundation. Go to the MosesWestFoundation.org for the great work that this man is doing, providing the elixir of life, water, clean, drinkable, usable water. And he has many sizes of these machines that extract the moisture that's in the air. They divide it, take out the contaminants, and deal with the H2O molecule. H2O, that's water. And purify it and do all the things that are necessary for it. So when you open the tap, out comes drinkable, usable water. The Moses West Foundation.org, family. The Moses West Foundation. All right. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located here in Atlanta in the West End on Ralph David Abernathy. Tomorrow and Sunday, they'll be selling vegan dishes that you can purchase.
think they're $15 now. Used to be 10. Like everything else, brothers and sisters, it goes up. They have delicious smoothies, fruit drinks, pastries, dry goods, all kind of good stuff at Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar in the West End. Right across the street from Soul Vegetarian Restaurant, up the street from the Shrine of the Black Madonna. Give you some reference. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall, Mama Nia. She has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, T-shirts, figurines, all kinds of good stuff. Yeah, the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. That's 404-346-3263. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar located in Lithonia, which is east of Atlanta, right off of I-20. Take I-20 going east to Augusta. Exit 74. Take exit 74. And that main street will lead you into Lithonia. On the left, about a mile on the left, will be the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar. From my good brother, Kazem Diajamu. Give him a call at 770-305-6373. 770-305-6373. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar. There is light in the Black Dot. Jump back in your ride. Head back south. And when you get to I-20, make a left again. Now you're still going east. And the next exit, exit 75, is Turner Hill Road. Make a right, three lights, make another right, and on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. The new Black Wall Street Market. Us lifting us. Us lifting us, the economic development cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa. They had the Thursday night broadcast last night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com/ULU, Us Lifting Us. Or you can give a call to give questions, comments, or concerns by dialing 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us Lifting Us. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop. They're open from Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And this brother's, Brother Bija has everything. He has a vegan restaurant on the premise. He has clothing, furniture, jewelry, books, soaps, health, holistic health aid, beauty products, incense, CDs, DVDs, literature. Oh, man, I could go on. I could go on. Brother Bija. Give him a call at 478-256-1166. That's 478-256-1166. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, Macon, Georgia. I'm going to stop in there. I'm going to go there tomorrow. The state championship game, I promised my grandson. I'd take him to the state championship game. Since they didn't make it, they're only one win away from going to the semifinals. So they had a good season. Sun Goddess Sense. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop located 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia, inside the International Discount Mall, booth 225. Please give my sister, Shelly Amonset, a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop. Sanjay-Aidi. I can't express how good of a job that Sister Gabby is doing with the young people in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. I know you've heard about Haiti. It's supposed to be sending some Kenyans. And I don't know what the hell that's about. Supposed to be sending some Kenyans to help quell the uprisings in Haiti. Man, it's crazy, man. And so you can see how hectic it is. That's why in the northeast portion, where these brothers and sisters, where they are, they need to be supported. And you know it, I know it. They need to be supported, you know. Yeah. So, Sonjay-Iyeti. S-O-N. Sonjay-Iyeti.org. Sonjay-Iyeti.org. Yeah. Baba Barudi and Mama Yai, they have, you know, their programs coming up. I know he has the Common Sense Security program coming up. Common Sense Security. And he's going to be at the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore upcoming. I'll get the date and time on that for those who are in the Atlanta area. So, yep. The Inye Sesim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. I always like to start the program off with the Inye Sesim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. March 7th. We are linked by a resilience that inbred evolutionary ability to live and grow and love against all odds. Dear Urugu, no matter what you do or how you do it, what you think or how you think it, whether you are or how you get there, you can never be us. I repeat, you can never be us. No matter our historical significance of what you steal, how convincingly you lie that you were us, how thoroughly you kill our memory, you can never be us. No matter how well you master the art of imitating humanness, how intrinsically you fabricate civility and civilization, how expert you become in decoding and decontextualizing our signs and symbols, you can never reach the point where you are able to think as deeply as us. No matter how trickily you pad or whorishly spread your lips, hips, breasts, and seductively press them together, how darkly you tan or spray on blackness so that you can fantasize beyond the pale, how far you twisted your strands into mat, you can never be as beautiful as us. No matter how much you hold each other's cold hands or whisper sweet but truly meaningless nothings into each other's ear or turn countless shades of gray into black and blue proofs of life, no matter how emotionally you seduce opposites, you can never feel love like us. No matter what you pay for the secrets of dancing and drumming or try to rap, you will never have our rhythm or our soul. No matter how many bodies you murder or sterilize before the possibilities of conceiving or placenta you experience on, you will never birth us. No matter what you do, you can never replace us. You can never eclipse us. You can never become us. You will never be African because you can never be more than what you already and always have been. Affirm. I am resilient and my resilience is timeless. Ashe. Affirm, I am resilient, and my resilience is timeless. March 8th. As we grow in consciousness and seriousness about the education of our children, only one solution remains clear. We must build our own schools, equipped with loving and demanding educators and engaging yet rigorous African-centered curriculum. Ashe Samora Kamara. We have allowed Urugu to redefine genius for us, individualizing it along the quantitative lines, and in the process, has supremacist aspirations, they have erroneously taken it to the next level and made it something that only or at least disproportionately they possess. We have allowed ourselves to forget that each and every one of us is a genius. And even when we say that it is so, it is not from the heart. We have forgotten that we are born this way. But most importantly, we have forgotten that genius is a qualitative measurement, not quantitative measurement. We have forgotten the very definition of wisdom, which parallels genius in its intellectual importance, which defines it, if not applied in a beneficial qualitative fashion, befitting the community, as functionally dysfunctional. Affirm, I am building a school for my community where centered educators can teach genius our truth. I am building a school for my community where centered educators can teach genius our truth. Ashe. Yep. March 9th. African people are righteous by nature and are other than righteous by circumstance. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Khalid Muhammad. In an effort to weaken our front line, mentalcidal agents have worked to strengthen a movement which would sever the natural connection for warriors between promises made and promises kept. And concerted effort has been put into removing any negativity associated with one's character when striking contradictions are found between his or her public or private lives. Our ancestors judged leadership, whether potential or actual, on the quality of the family relationships, on how one treated his or her spouse, children, and relatives. However, in order to weaken the definition of warriorhood so that even the worst possible examples of moral and or political immaturity could fit, these menticidal agents are known for ignoring or dismissing behaviors which would commonsensically be considered unwarrior-like. By using he who has thrown the first stone arguments. This contradiction cannot be allowed to subvert the African sovereignty movement because the cultivation of a good character is one of the most prioritized of everyone standing in the center. We recognize that a person's ability to keep him or her word was a functional quality among African traditionally, and they are who we are working to become. A handshake would suffice for the agreement. Those who consistently did not keep their word were held in contempt. Of course, the quality of the paperless pacts has deteriorated because of the decline in our enforcement powers as a result of embracing an externally validated, selfish, extremist individualism. Regardless of why, it must be returned if we are to correctly nation build. Affirm, I am creating a righteous reality. Affirm, I am creating a righteous reality. Brothers and sisters, the Inya Sisim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. Yep, the Inya Sisim. Daily Revolutionary Thought. Today is the International Day of Women. That's right. The International Day of Women. Today, March 8th. International Day of Women, IWD, is a holiday celebrated annually on March 8th as a focal point in the women's right movement. International Day of Women, IWD, gives focus to issues such as gender equality, reproductive rights, violence and abuse against women. Spurred by the universal female suffrage movement, IWD originated from the labor movements in North America and Europe during the early 20th century, early 1900s. The earliest version reported was a Women's Day organization by the Socialist Party of America in New York City in February 28th, 1909. This inspired German delegates at the 1910 International Socialist Women's Conference to propose a special Women's Day be organized annually with no set date. The following year saw the first demonstrations and commemorations of International Women's Day across Europe. After the Russian Revolution in 1917, IWD was made a national holiday on March 8th. It was subsequently celebrated on that day by the socialist movement and the some communist countries. The holiday was associated with far-left movements and governments until its adoption by the global female movement in the late 1960s. The IWD became a mainstream global holiday following its promotion by the United Nations in 1977. International Women's Day is a public holiday in several countries. The UN observes the holiday in connection with particular issues, campaigns, and themes. In fact, on the news, I didn't hear anything about it. So it's not that big here in the United States. And like I said, and as I read, you could see most of it was pushed and promoted by the Socialist Party and later Communist Party. Yeah. The issue of women's rights, that hasn't been an issue amongst African people. You know, the African societies, the African civilizations, the African culture, there was always respect for women. European, in their development, have always been anti-woman, even in their theology. And you can put Islam, I know many people say that Islam is sometimes it's not what you say, it's what you do. And we have seen Islamic countries treat women very disrespectfully. Stop them from doing this, that, and the other. I remember when Afghanistan, women were going to school and everything like that. And then, of course, the United States government left Afghanistan. And I don't know what organization they have in Afghanistan, what group that is. But they reverted back to women not being able to be educated, not being able to drive, not being able to do this, that, or the other. See, that didn't happen amongst African. There's always been an understanding between men and women and the importance of men to women and women to men. We need each other. We respect each other. And that's why it's important that we recognize that and continue to work in that way. Because if you adopt the West and not embrace your own, that'll lead you to some very tough things. Yeah. That'll lead you to be at each other. Seriously. And of course, in Western society, they could care less about women. In fact, if they could procreate without women, they'd do it. And many years ago, I'd say about 20-some years ago, I seen a presentation on that very fact, that they could develop an artificial womb. In fact, I'm gonna pull that piece and see if I can get that. The artificial womb, you know, because they don't, they have no respect for women, you know? They have no respect. So, I'll find that piece. The artificial womb. The origins of International Women's Day. The earliest reported Women's Day event, called National Women's Day, was held February 28, 1909 in New York City. It was organized by the Socialist Party. Yeah. In 1910, an International Women's Socialist Conference was organized ahead of the general meeting of the Socialist Second International in Copenhagen, Denmark, inspired in part by the American socialists, the German delegation. There are others that proposed establishing an annual Women's Day, although no day was specified. The 100 delegates representing 17 countries agreed with the idea of a strategy to promote equal rights, including women's suffrage. The following year, 1911, the first International Women's Day was marked by over 1 million people in Austria and Hungary, Denmark, Germany, and Switzerland. In Austria and Hungary alone, there were 300 demonstrations with women parading in Vienna, carrying banners honoring the martyrs of the Paris Commune. Across Europe, women demanded the right to vote and to hold public office, and they protested against employment sex discrimination. IWD initially had no set date, though it was generally celebrated in late February or early March. Americans continued to observe National Women's Day on the last Sunday of February, while Russia observed International. Who cares? yeah. So, the Russian Revolution and the Communist Movement as it related to women. The second wave of feminism adopted by the United Nations. The United Nations began celebrating International Women's Day in 1975, which had been proclaimed the International Women's Year. In 1977, the United Nations General Assembly invited member states to proclaim March 8th as an official UN holiday for women's rights and world peace. It has since been commemorated annually by the UN and much of the world, which each year observance centered on a particular theme or issue within women's rights. By the 21st century, IWD had been criticized as heavily diluted and commercialized, particularly in the West, where it is sponsored by major corporations and used to promote general and vague notions of equality, rather than radical social reforms. Yeah, they co-opted. That's what they do, just like they did our history and so forth. That's what they do. The website InternationalWomen'sDay.com was established in 2001. The website was being managed by the British marketing firm Aurora Ventures with corporate sponsorship. The website, began to promote hashtags as themes for the day, unconnected with the UN theme, which became used internationally. The day was commemorated by business breakfasts and social media communications that were deemed by some social critics as reminiscence of Mother's Day greetings. Yeah. And then here's a bunch of annual commemorations for the last few years. And the bottom line is that we should recognize women, particularly because of the dominance of Western culture on the world, which is anti-woman. So whenever that we can talk about women's suffrage and we can talk about women's rights respectfully, because once again, for us, that's our better half. That's not something, you know, different. That's our better half. We need each other, you know. We need each other. Okay. Just about ready to find that piece I'm going to read to you. Yeah. Yep. The artificial womb device allows the development of the human outside the uterus.
Today is International Women's Month.
And they completely in a completely artificial environment. The process is called ectogenesis. Step one, an egg created from stem cells is fertilized in the lab. Two, the embryo which develops from the fertilized egg. Three, the egg is implanted into the artificial womb, which replicates the environment of the mother's uterus. The baby is in synthetic amniotic fluid, which is controlled by the artificial placenta. The artificial womb provides the nutrients for the baby's growth and also removes the waste products provided by the baby, and fully developed baby is then delivered directly from the artificial womb. The babies could also be genetically engineered to acquire different desirable traits, such as hair color, eye color, skin tones, whatever. It's designer. Yeah. Babies could also be genetically engineered to acquire different desirable traits such as intelligence, eye color, hair color, and resistance to disease. Once created, the device will raise several social and ethical concerns. No doubt about it. The artificial womb. I remember when this brother made a presentation on that. We used to have these presentations on Saturdays at the DNR building in Milwaukee. And ASCAC would be part of that. Brother Ron Pounds and Taki Ratan, Teju would present, many others. Yep. Judge Russell Stamper. Yeah, those are some good times. Great information. These brothers are bringing it, and sisters. Brothers and sisters are bringing it. So, yeah. So we're going to take a break. But before we take a break, we're going to take some calls. We have a number of you in the queue. You know what to do. Hit star twice. And so I'll let you in. Hit star twice. All right. Brother Irv, good morning, my friend. Definitely good morning to you.
Navajo.
Yeah, you're on the left coast, so it's definitely morning for you.
Brother, it's 60. It's going to be 70 degrees today, man. It's a beautiful day, man.
Oh,
everything's
man, sure.
Everything sure. is great, man. I feel good. I'm in a good place, and I want to stay there. And listening to you lifts my spirits and fills my tanks up with revolutionary thought.
Right on.
Brother, you start talking about righteousness. You start talking about doing the right thing. I'm going to tell you what I don't hear. I don't hear that you should be perfect. I don't hear that you do everything right all the time. What I do hear is that you have intentions of doing right.
Right.
You come out with a positive attitude.
Yeah.
You come in not coming in with the negative. You come in with the positive mm-hmm. in yourself, and it's not about what you've done for yourself. Let's be clear, Baba Oshie. I'm fine. I got a few dollars in the bank. I got a place to stay, a car to drive. But it's not what I've done for me. It's what have I done for someone other than myself today? Mm-hmm. That is the question I think people need to ask themselves. You brush your teeth. Have you helped someone? Have you done nothing more other than spread the good news of revolution?
But see,
spread the good news that we're in a struggle.
But see, the problem is that we live. Can you hear me? The problem is that we live in a society that perpetuates individualism, materialism, greed, and violence. It's all about you. What's in it for you? How can you get over? How can I get mine? You know, that's why relationships don't work. Because people are selfish and greedy. And that's just something that pretty much happens within Western society because of how they developed. When you are being developed in an icebox as opposed to how we as Africans developed, you know, there's going to be some things that are going to be in our DNA that are going to be passed down from generation to generation to generation, you know. And unfortunately, the Western society has been dominant number of hundreds of years. And so that mentality, you know, which many people like, individualism, they don't give a damn about anybody else. As long as I'm getting mine, long as I can live like this and drive this kind of car and do this, I'm good. In fact, my contention is that if you didn't get yours, that's your fault. You know, don't be blaming racism and the white man. It's there for you to get it. So they say, so you think. But the reality is, it is not. It is not. And so, because we live in that kind of environment, we behave the way that we do, you know, in that particular manner. So, yeah.
No, Baba Oshie, you're absolutely correct in what you're saying, because what Urugu understands is that as long as history is hidden, as long as history is blackwashed, I mean washed all the black out of it, then you tend to realize that you're living in today. So everything is because of today. The reason people are in jail is because of something they did today. It mm-hmm. had nothing to do with what happened years ago when the pipeline to prison thing happened, you know. And they don't want you to know that everything that you use today from your oven to your internet to your cell phone, all those things were created by American Africans. People who come have African descent.
Yeah.
Because those things are taken, the stoplight that you stop at every time you go down the street, an American African has something to do with that, invented that. Let's be perfectly clear. But if you erase all those things from your psyche, then everything you see is white. Because I watched the nation, what was it called? The State of the Nation.
Okay, last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when Biden got on and was talking and trying to act like he was full of vigor, and he drank about 9 Red Bulls, and he was hype, man.
He was hype, wasn't he?
he could have ran up and down the aisle. You know, I'm not old. I'm good. And brother, I don't say
he was revitalized.
I don't say because you get old, you should be put into a closet. But I do say, Biden, you're perpetuating the same imperialism that the ones before you perpetuated. You ain't change. It ain't no change here. There's no new playbook with Arugu. You're doing the same thing you've been doing. And I saw all those brothers in there, brothers and sisters who have who are successful. They make their everybody in there damn near millionaires. And they're all in there talking about democracy, this and democracy. And at the same time, you have people who are dying, who are political prisoners in jail, dying. Brothers, what's the brother from Philadelphia? He's in there. He's been in there for years.
Mumia.
Over some BS.
Mumia.
That's
Mumia
correct.
Abu-Jamal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got H.R.A.F. Brown.
Sure.
H.R.A.F. Brown, who is still in jail and still living. And these people, we put them in, and the only reason we have what we have and we do what we do is because of the sacrifices those brothers made for our revolution. Mm-hmm. And we can't forget them.
No, we cannot.
We have to remember
that's
the
right.
Things. We can't, my brother. Indeed, because those people paid the ultimate price, not to die, but they gave up their lives for what they believed, and they believed in righteousness, brother. We can't let that just go by the way.
Right.
He said nothing about a lot of things, about incarceration, about mass incarceration. He said nothing about a lot of, but that's not my issue with Arugu.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sit there and wait for him to please say something about me. Please help me, Mr. Biden or Mr. Trump. I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
What I was thinking was, I can't wait for Oshie's show to come on tomorrow so I can fill my tanks up with some revolutionary thoughts.
Right on,
so that
brother.
My tanks will be full so that I can fight back these Arugu. And I don't say white folks, I say Arugu because I'm not talking about a color. I'm talking about a mindset.
Right on,
you know,
brother. That's right.
It's the mindset of these people that we're fighting. And it's not people. It's a system of racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know white folks. I've worked with them all my life in the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
But I understood that their minds were completely polluted with their white supremacy and their privilege.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get pulled over. Hey, Bob, how you doing? I get pulled over. Let me see your hands. Keep your hands on the wheel. Huh?
Yeah.
See, so my brother, I'm telling you, that the mind, and you say it every day, it's the minds that they're after. But, you know, I've been really quickly, I'm going to stop after this. I've been watching what's going on and listening what's going on in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And they are telling these people, still telling these people in Uganda, I think it's Ghana, that they'd have to accept this homosexuality lifestyle. And they're saying they're not going to accept it. Biden said nothing about Africa. And the cell phone he uses, the cobalt, what's in the phone comes from Africa. He said nothing about Africa because he knows that he doesn't want to think anything's going on in Africa. But, you know, they swinging from trees and living in caves and monkeys. And that's what they want, brother. They don't. And he said nothing. And he's not going to. And none of them are. But you're gonna send Kamala over there and tell them that they have to be homosexuals, or you're gonna put sanctions on you? How about Africa put sanctions on the United States? How about we don't give them any raw material from Africa?
When Barack was in office, they sent his ass over to Africa, you know, to
come on now.
Countries and saying that in order for you to get this aid that we want to give you, you have to accept homosexuality.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we don't need, but Africa doesn't need aid. Stop treating us like we're like you're doing us a favor. I don't need your aid. What I need you to do is to stop coming in here trying to get these resources because we can sell amongst each other. We don't need the United States to buy anything from us.
Mm-hmm.
We can take care of ourselves. What we need is some guns to back y'all up off us.
That's right.
You know, and that's what I believe that's going to come down to. Because the United States is getting desperate, brother. Baba Oshie, I just drove from Baltimore to California, and I watched the gas prices go from $2.73 to almost $5.49 just driving across country.
Yeah.
And the food prices, everything, add a dollar, add a thing that you got. Because over here, the food prices are unbelievable because this country dictates what these all this is by design. It doesn't prices and things just don't happen. Economics is just like, and Paul said it, economics, they're conning you into believing that you have some wealth or that you control something because you got money. It's not about money, Baba Oshie, it's about power.
Mm-hmm.
And power moves things, and that's why you see They just really quickly, and I'm done with this. This is my last one. I just saw in the news where Donald Trump just paid $92 million to put up a bond because of the lady that he raped or whatever he did, and she's got this money. And they said he has $500 million worth of debts that he's going to have to pay.
Yeah.
And Baba Osi, I only bring that up because the only thing that gets attention in this country is money. When you start taking, just like in the International Association of Professional Black Firefighters, we started hitting these white folks in the fire department in the pocket. And that's when we got their attention.
That's right.
Because we was talking, you know, we was marching and screaming and howling. It made no difference. They didn't care. But when you start suing them, when all of a sudden things, well, I think we're going to take a look at it. Of course you're going to take a look at it because it costs you something. It didn't cost nothing to let me eat at a counter and buy your ham sandwich. But it did cost you something when I sued you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where we are, and that's why Trump, all of a sudden, him and Elon Musk are friends now because he needs money. This country runs on money.
Yep.
And you know, and there's no moral fiber in this country. The moral fiber has been eroded. But the day is we're celebrating women, all women.
I say.
And the women are the mother of the world. I don't know where everybody else came through, but I came through a vagina.
Yeah.
And I love women, and I'm glad we're celebrating them. And anyone who pushes back against my women, I will fight them because we're here to protect women.
That's right.
That's why men have upper body strength.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let anybody put a woman down. I'm black, white, red, blue, green, because women are the mothers. I'm telling you, and that's very... very important. Baba Oshi, I'm going to let somebody else get on.
All right,
thank
brother.
You so much.
All right. See you in a minute, my brother. Thank you, man. Ashe.
That's
why we honor women. For us, it has always been a complementarity between men and women. We always work together. It was never a situation where we relegated them to second-class citizenship. They were right by our side. You can see there are no statues in figurines and so forth, and depictions of men in Kemet with boys, men with other men. They're with women. They're with the compliments. In fact, Baba Baruti's doing his complementarity conference coming up, I think another month or so, you know, because of the importance of men and women working together for the family, for the community, for the nation. It's men and women together. We need each other. So we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we'll open up these phone lines so you stay with us. Give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspective on the Motherland Media Network, on TimeForAnAwakening.com, and BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
could last forever. I don't know if it's real, but you're making me feel this way. I don't know what it is, but it happens when we're together. If it's all about us, then I wish it was here to stay. Was it something you did? Was it something you said? Got a grip on my heart, going out of my head. It's the way that you are, it's the things that you do. Whatever you need, if only you knew. I'm happier than sunshine. On a lazy day, I don't know what it means, but there isn't always a reason. If it's only a dream, then I'm dreaming my life. So leading my thoughts astray. Other days, other lives disappear in my mind. Other days, other times disappear out of sight. Other days, other lives disappear in my mind. Other days, other times disappear out of sight. Happier than sunshine. Happier than sunshine on a lazy day. I was only dreaming. Happy when I'm dreaming. I was only dreaming.
Thank you.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Really appreciate this and you guys listening. That was, first song was Swing Out Girls, Swing Out Ladies, Swing Out Sisters. Happier Than Sunshine, one of my grandson's favorite songs. Happier Than Sunshine, Swing Out Sisters. And then Michael J. Thomas, the OG Bounce. The OG Bounce, fellas. Right on. All right. Getting back to this discussion, the International Women's Day. And that's something that we as men should celebrate. We need to honor women, celebrate women, support women. You know, but because of Western society's male dominance, you know, very hardcore patriarchal. And I mean, in honest, our societies in Africa were not totally matrilineal, but it was a balance there. There was a balance there. In fact, what it showed was that you rose to the top position through the woman, validating her position in society. And of course, you can look at, if you studied ancient Kemet, there are some sisters who not only were great women, great queens, you know. You have Hatshepsut, who was a king. 21 years she ruled Hatshepsut, you know. But other women of respect and nobility. So, yeah, we ought to do that. Give us a call at 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. And if you want to talk about that or something else that might be on your mind, give us a call at 215-490-9832. Got a number of you in the queue, so you know what to do. Hit star twice. Hit star twice and get you back in. And what we can talk about. Yeah. So I just talked about that artificial womb and how real that situation could be. Is this Brother Paul?
Baba Ochi.
Yes, Brother Paul, man. How are you, dear friend?
Well, good. Baba Ochi, as I always say, I'm alive and kicking. I'm exonerating every inch of life and just appreciating that I woke up this morning and I could take a breath of air. So let me extend that courtesy and just acknowledge and give thanks for life.
Right on. That's right.
Baba Ochi, you know, I really appreciate what you do. I really do. And I appreciate this platform and those that contribute this platform. I've been listening for a good while before I even phoned in. I was listening to other stations on this platform. Sure. Many of them I was interacting with. I spoke to so many people you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At one time, brother Elliot and Richard, they had a lot of programs on. When I first came on, there were live programs every day. Two or three of them every day. You know, when I first came on, and I was happy to be a part of it, man. And I carved out 3 days, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, you know. And I said, I'm going to be committed and try my best to provide some good information to the brothers and sisters. Now, I haven't been on here 10 years, but I've been on radio 10 years since I moved here, even right before I left Milwaukee. You know, I was on radio, and then I was on Blog Talk, and Then Brother Ralph, my good brother, Brother Ralph, man, hit me to Elliot and Time for an Awakening. And then I've been on it ever since, and very happy to be, especially since I have a caller like you, man, you know?
Well, no, you know, Baba Ochi, you said, you mentioned Brother Ralph, and what I want to say about that is this, yeah? As I understand it, Brother Ralph, he's probably listening, was one of your callers, yeah?
Yes.
And one of your listeners, yeah?
Yes.
So this is what I'm saying to you, and this proves what I'm going to say now. You know, Baba Ochi, we all have a part to play in this. It's not for to put one man up front, and when he gets shot down, we just turn our backs and just say, okay, that's it. Push someone up front. You know what I mean? We all have a part to play. But in that part to play, Baba Ochi, it's a mutual respect. It's mutual respect, meaning that when I make my contribution, you respect me.
Yes.
And I respect you. Understand?
I say.
But you know, too often, what I witness, and this is before anybody shouts out who's telling African Americans what to do, this is not, when I talk, Baba Ochi, I don't talk about African Americans specific. I talk from what I see from the people I'm connected with. I am connected through family in America. I've got direct family on my mom's side in America. I have direct family on my dad's side in America. I have direct family, not second cousins. I'm talking about first cousins in Jamaica, right? In Canada, right? In Africa, in Ghana. These are my first cousins.
Yeah.
You know, these people, they didn't get married because of the hype. I'm talking, they were married. I got cousins who were married. My dad's aunt was married to a Nigerian when she came from this country, from Jamaica. She married a Nigerian doctor. She was a nurse. And they grew up in Nigeria, okay? I've got cousins who have been married to Ghanaians. First cousins. So my family is a worldwide family.
Yes, it is. I see that. Right on.
Yeah. So that's why I don't wrap myself around the flag, because I realize that I have the benefit of that information at first hand. When my cousins left Nigeria and come to England, they phoned my dad to pick them up from the airport. And my dad said, what are you doing here? Yeah, because they've lived quite a privileged lifestyle. Their dad's a doctor in Nigeria. And they ran away from Nigeria because Abacha was in power. And if I don't know if you know about Abacha.
Abacha, yes.
A military dictator. A lot of madness was going on there. They came and explained what they saw. And they said they don't want to live there anymore. They want to go back. They want to either stay here or go to Jamaica. One went to Jamaica. He's a barrister at law in Jamaica. And the other one now is in Switzerland.
Okay. Right?
They were raised in privilege in Nigeria. So when I'm talking, I ain't talking from what I read in a book or what I read secondhand information. I'm talking from these people in my family. My grandmother's sister is married to a Nigerian. My grandmother's sister. And if you see her, she just looks like an African woman. She spent a lot of time in Nigeria. She lives now in England, in Birmingham. I have these people in my family firsthand. It's not something I read in the book. And I say this for this reason, yeah? Because we all play a part. And I realize one thing. You say it's International Women's Day, yeah? Well, I think about my grandmother when you said that, my mum's mum.
Right
on. My grandmother's mum,
right,
I would describe as an alpha female. She's a true alpha female. When she came to this country, yeah? When she came to this country, she threw a thing what we call pardner. Pardner is when you take money from people, yeah? And you build that money up, and then everybody gets a share in that money. That's what my grandmother is known for.
Oh,
and out of that money, people bought their first homes. That's what happened. I'm not making this up.
Right.
You know, a woman used to look after me. Her name was Miss Bryan in East London, yeah? All the time when I grew up, I never knew that woman. She used to talk to me, like me and my brother, you know, like she was our mum. Like if we took out a turn, she would hit us and smack us like she was our mum. But I did not know, right? I never knew when I was that young that when she came from Jamaica to England, she was living in my grandmother's house. It's only when I got older I realized, right? And out of that partner, she bought her house. Yeah, so that's why she had the authority to talk to us like she was our mum. You know what I'm saying? She had more authority over us than even our mum. And I used to wonder what's going on. Because if I got in trouble, I dare not tell my mum. Come on, mum, give me another smack again.
Yeah.
That's the kind of way we were grown up, right. Baba Ochi. Yeah?
Yeah.
So these women, which I was grown up around, they were, even sometimes when I used to see her, the way she used to conduct herself around her husband, he was like the child. These were alpha females. Mm-hmm. These are not some people I read in a book about. These are people I saw, and I saw how they conduct themselves and the authority they had over men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Baba Ochi.
Yeah.
Sometimes the man would say to you, "Don't tell your grandma or don't tell Miss Brian." That's the husband telling you that. And you're just a kid. Yeah, this is the authority those women have. Unfortunately, Baba Ochi, a lot of that has disappeared. Right? Because we have adopted the ways of our oppressor.
That's right.
And we think that these ways of our oppressor is progress. And it's not. It's dysfunction. It's immorality. It's debauchery. Any name I can pick out of the English dictionary which is non-conducive to progress, that is what it is. And we think it is modern and progressive. So I round you up for being that big character who celebrates International Women's Day. But hear what now? I just want to push back a little on that. For me, I don't want to get involved in no International Women's Day. Because for me, I want women in my life 365, 24/7, 365. Right. Even though sometimes they're going to throw a menopause bomb at me. Or they're gonna shoot me and talk to me, and I look at them as if to say, "What the hell are you talking about?" Yeah, but I don't want them out of my life. Not just one day. I want them 300. They are what stopped me from bossing up enough boy. I'm telling you, from murdering enough people.
Yeah,
I'm telling you that too. Because sometimes when I was in the street, and I was in the street because I liked the street, I wanted to deal with that opposition. I really did. Crazy mad thoughts. And I used to think about my grandmother, what she would feel if I was locked up in jail. Mm. I used to think about that. I used to think that's going to break her heart. And I tell you, that saved a lot of people.
Sure.
Trust me. That.
Sure.
That saved their life. I'm telling you, and I'm not ashamed to tell you. I'm telling you because I used to get some dark thoughts and I used to move with some dark people who didn't care. Yeah. So I know the power of women. I know. Okay, and it's my grandma, when she was in Jamaica and I was in England, what stopped a lot of them people from me reacting or getting myself killed. Because trust me, I used to think, imagine if I'm sitting in prison and she gets to hear about it, how she's going to feel. And she ain't going to feel good about that. So I used to back away. So I commend you for bringing up this issue because they do have power. And you know, I tune into you and I tune into this station because you talk with intelligence. And the reality of it is, when we try and integrate with these stations, so-called stations, it's run by the mass manipulated media. When we try and interact with them, they don't want to hear our intelligence. They want to push out the stereotype. All we're good for is robbing one another, doing all kind of debauchery.
Yeah.
In cursing and speaking all foul like we've got no intelligence. That's the image they want to push out the world, us. And that is not what we are. We're not that. We are the most intelligent people on the planet. We are, no doubt. Right? We are the most gifted people on the planet. We are just under a colonial plan. The plan meant to keep us down. Mm-hmm. Keep us in this position. Keep us looking at their political trick gets circus. Keep us distracted while they steal the land and annihilate us off the planet. That is their plan. And, you know, you help us to wake up. So I appreciate that, Baba Ochi. You're giving up your time. You don't have to be doing this, but you do. So I give praises to you. Thank you.
Thank you, dear brother. I appreciate you, Brother Paul. I really do, man. But I do it because that is my contribution to help us move forward with our right minds, to believe in one another, trust one another, respect one another, work with one another, build with one another, you know, love our compliments. Men, brothers and sisters, we need each other, you know. And Brother Paul's right. There are some sisters who are very dominant. They're alpha females. And some of them, I mean, they on it. They have courage. They have determination. And they don't dominate with a heavy hand. They just make sure that everything is right. They recognize the man's position. They're not trying to, you know, belittle him, you know. But by the same token, you know, with the way women have been degraded and demeaned, that's not happening here. That's for sure. So, if you want to, the phone lines are open. We got a lot of you here. You know what to do. Hit start twice. Hit start twice. You could get in, have conversation, hit start twice. I'm not going to hit you in because maybe you just want to listen, you know. But if you hit start twice, lets me know that you want to have conversation. You have have something on your mind, and on this program, you can always do that. I say that, unfortunately, the situation on Wednesday, and I've talked to the people involved, I've talked to Brother Paul, talked to Brother Jay, we're not going to have that no more, family. You're not going to, you know, you are free to say whatever it is that you want to say. And if somebody comes on with disparaging remarks, we're going to cut that off. You know, we're not going to have that kind of back and forth. No. If you don't like it, there's a better way you can say it that you didn't like it. And that's what we want you to do. Hit star twice, family. I've got a number of you in the queue. So we can maintain and get this dialogue in. What I want to say, too, about Women's Day, it's just like the other days that you want to recognize, you know, Mother's Day, Grandfather's Day, this day, that day, you know, we got Easter coming up into this month, or the beginning of next month, I think. I don't know, is Easter on April Fool's Day? Yeah. No, it's not. It is the 31st. And of course, April Fool's Day is the next day. So the 31st is Easter. You know, and of course, the 29th is Good Friday. And of course, I'm going to do what I've done for many years on this radio program. Talk about it historically, you know. Talk about it historically. Because our problem is that you're trained to believe that it is historical. You're trained to believe that it is true. Even though other theologies have their myths. Other theologies have these tales, so forth. But you are trained to believe that Christianity is real. Christianity is true. Christianity is historical. You know. So the Ten Commandments movie probably would come on that Saturday, the day before Easter. I've seen it many, many times. I always watch it. For some reason, I guess because when I was a kid, I went to the theater to watch. It's been on the movie so long, they had an intermission, you know, when you can go out to the lobby and chill and buy some whatever, you know. Yeah, my uncle, he was living in L.A. He came to Milwaukee, drove his Cadillac, came to Milwaukee, and he stayed with us, I guess. You know, there's some issues with, but I don't know. The only thing I know, he let me hang out with him. And I will always remember that. And I know that his sons, who I know and love, my cousins, you know, one was upset about it. Well, why didn't he take us? I don't know. But yeah, the Ten Commandments. Yeah. So, you know, that I think for us, regardless, we need to deal with historical facts. And there's enough there. That's why there's still issues about Cleopatra, about other things, about the Arabs who have taken over Kemet. Why there's still issues there. Even though in 74, Dr. Obinga and Dr. Jopp won the debate. They won the debate. The melanin dosage test proved that the mummies from the dynasties prior to the Ptolemies, were, of course, the Greeks when they came into Kemet. That ended. They're not part of the dynasties. It ended at 30. Then it's the Ptolemies and their rule for a few hundred years. And of course, Cleopatra the Seventh. Cleopatra is a title. It's Cleopatra the Seventh is the one that is most noted because she's the one that encountered Rome, Julius Caesar. She encountered Mark Antony, Augustus Caesar, or Octavian. Octavian changed his name to Augustus Caesar. Yeah. So, but you know, to separate from fact from fiction is always necessary. Always necessary. What is true and what is not? And when you are able to do that, then you can honestly, and see, and that has been done, but yet, if I suffer from cognitive dissonance, if what I believe is historical and true, and anything that you say, I dismiss, I ignore. I don't give a damn how much proof that you say that you have. I disagree. And that's what the people who are in Kemet today, the Arabs, who are latecomers, although they've been here for many hundreds of years, but they haven't been there thousands. They're not the ones. They're not the ones whose Medunetcher is on the walls and on the temples and tombs. No. They're not the ones who were tested with Dr. Shekhanja Jop's ability to develop the melanin dosage test. They can take a little piece of the skin and use the test to determine how much melanin in all of them, brothers and sisters, were African. They were African. But they wanted, especially Dr. Owasa's ass and others like him of his ilk, they wanted Kemet to be Egypt. So there's a difference, family, and this is some of the things that I believe we should understand. What is what? You know, when you say when you're looking at Kemet, you're looking at the dynasties. You're looking at the men and women of antiquity, Kemet. If you're looking at Egypt, you're looking at the Ptolemies. You're looking at things that happened after the last great rise of Africans in the 25th dynasty with Pyankeng and Taharqa, and the subsequent dynasties after that to end at the 30th. Once the end of the 30th, that's Kemet. From that point on, the Ptolemies, that's Egypt. That's Egypt. Egypt is a Greek word. So, I mean, you know, we got to be able to separate. Give us a call at 215-490-9832. For those who are in the queue, you know what to do. Hit star twice. Hit star twice, and we can have conversation. Hit star twice. And so when you look at Kemet, not Egypt, when you look at Kemet, although I have to give much respect to Cleopatra the Seventh, because what she wanted to do was maintain the culture that they had inherited through them conquering Kemet and then changing it to Egypt. But they wanted to maintain, she wanted to maintain the culture. And of course, she killed herself. And Rome had had control, and in Egypt was the breadbasket for Rome's expansion. It was a place where the Romans could go, refuel, food, and so forth, so they can go out and take more stuff. You know, they can take more. Yeah, you know, when I think about Kemet as opposed to Egypt, even though Kemet expanded their territories, they didn't supplant people. They didn't just take all, they didn't annihilate them and take their stuff. And the reason why that didn't happen in Kemet, because it was far, let's be real. It was far superior. The culture of Kemet was far superior than what was in Greece and what was in Rome. It really didn't change. It did not change. Although the Coptics came in, you know, but it didn't change until Islam. When Islam spread from the so-called Middle East in Arabia and moved westward, sweeping across North Africa, that's the change. That's the change. And of course, Islam was very hardcore patriarchal. Very hardcore patriarchal. You know, you very seldom can read about women in Islam. I'm quite sure there is. I should go look that up and see how many great women. I'm quite sure there's some great women in Islam. Brother Paul, go ahead.
Baba Ochi, thank you for giving me a position. I don't mean to intrude on you.
That's why I'm here, brother. That's why we're here. Share information.
Yeah, absolutely. My role, right, as well as what I do, is to get to the point where I can work out exactly what's happening to us globally. That's my role. So that's why in my spare time, I read as much as I can.
Sure.
And I research as much as I can. Yeah, not to come across as know-it-all, but I read. And I read across the board. I don't stick to one particular subject. I read anything which I think concerns us. Now, at the moment, what I'm doing, I've told you before, that I'm going through Chancellor Williams' book,
right,
page by page.
Right, Destruction of Black Civilization.
Unless anybody can point out to me a more thorough and up-to-date academic, a more sound academic than him, right? For me at the moment, he really stands out for me. And everything he says in his book, it's like he's talking to me today, yeah? And he says that we need to realize where we were strong and where we were weak.
Right.
If we were to, right?
Right.
Not just... And he says also, what we mustn't do is fantasize. Okay? We must deal with the reality of where we went wrong. That's why that book is called The Destruction of the Black Civilization. Because
yes,
he's talking about where we went wrong. And that's what interests me. Mm-hmm. Because for me, in my mind, coming from a martial arts background, if you don't accept, if you go into a fight, yeah, whether you win or lose, okay, you must know what your weaknesses are. Was it the fact that you didn't have enough stamina? Is it the fact that you didn't have the endurance? Was the opponent too strong? What did the opponent do to keep you in that position? And that begs the bigger question to me. What have we done to be in this position? I can't get that out of my head. I cannot get that out of my head. And I am not prepared to say that these people are superior. I'm not prepared to say that.
Never.
I'm not prepared to admit. Never. No, that's not in my vocabulary. I do not. There's not one bit of me where except that these people are superior to us. Not one bit.
No.
So I have to question, how did we end up in this position? And I find a lot of the answers in his work. Right. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Egypt, the Egypt, for instance, the word Egypt, we're using the word Egypt, which were given to us by the Greeks. That's not an African word.
Right.
The word Egypt means black, a burnt face.
Burnt face. Yes.
Yeah. Now, imagine I walked up to you and I said to you, hey, burnt face. What would you say?
I kick, no.
Well, there, you don't need to go in anymore. That's an insult.
Yeah.
It's an insult. But the point I'm trying to make to you, Baba Ochi, we're still using the word Egypt. That is given to us by the Greeks, and it means burnt face. Yeah. It's derogatory. Mm. It's derogatory. It's a slang on us. Now, we know that what they say is that the whole of Africa used to be known as Abyssinia.
Right.
And it was later changed to Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Kemet means land. You see, this is the thing, Baba Ochi. That academic done the work, and he told us that Kemet means land of the blacks. Now, I hear these stupid arguments, oh, it's not about black, I'm a Moor, I'm not black, and all this crap. I don't listen to that. I listen to this man, because he done the work. He didn't just do the work and sit on his sofa and shout across the airwaves. He went to all their universities where all their academics were. He came to Oxford. Oxford was considered the best university in Europe. Mm. And he challenged them. He took them on. And they didn't have no answer for him. They didn't. Right? And this is what I'm saying. So when he says Kemet was the land of the blacks. So even then, and he said the reason why it was called Kemet, the lands of the blacks, because it wasn't the fact that the Nile flooded and the black silt came up, right? Right? They knew themselves as that. And black wasn't just about color.
Right.
It wasn't just about color. And I tell you why I know that. Because look at this, Baba, and I don't think people realize this. Kemet, right? Land of the blacks. And from Kemet, you get the words, the Arabs, when the Arabs came in, they call it Al-Kameh, Allah, Al-Kameh. Al-Kameh means sciences and magic. That's what it means,
alchemy.
And in
like
Europe,
alchemy.
The Europe,
yes. Yes.
The Europeans converted it to alchemy.
Right.
Right. And alchemy is the basis for all sciences. Science. Now, look what they've done to us.
Right.
Look what they've done to us. Alchemy is the word for, is the, in Europe, before they
labeled it science. They called it alchemy. Alchemy, you were this magician who can change substances. Guess what else comes from alchemy? Chemistry. Chemistry. Now, most, when I'm talking now, most people haven't gathered that. They haven't gathered. This is what they've done to us. So they're telling us about science. Yeah, science. And they've stolen our magic because that's where it comes from. Kemet. And why they call it Kemet? It's about magic, converting one substance to the other, changing lead to gold. We understood these things, but we now no longer understand these things because they tricked us. They called it black magic. Of course they call it black magic because it come from the black land. But they made us feel that black magic is... Listen, let me tell you this, Baba Ochi. You know when the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, was bombing England?
Okay.
They give you warning signs when you go into government buildings. Now, listen how these people are playing with our minds. They give you warning signs. They put up a warning sign because the IRA would give you... They'd phone up and they'd give you like a few minutes. They'll say, we planted a bomb there. That's how we were living. I ain't making this up. You ain't experienced this in your country. We experience it here because they hate each other. Right. They would phone up some authority, the police or whatever, Scotland Yard, and they would tell them, we planted a bomb there. And then everybody has to get out of the building. But when you go in certain buildings, you'd see this sign and it said, black alert. Now listen to that, Bubba. I should look at that. And then I said, and one day I asked the security guard, what does black alert mean? Guess what he told me? He said to me, black alert is our highest form of alert. You see how they're playing with us? So they even know that black is the highest authority. They know. And I'm saying, well, can't no one else see what they're doing? Can't no one? Why is it you going all these government? And when is the highest alert? They put black alert because black isn't a color. Black is the creation of everything on the
everything.
Everywhere.
Everything.
Yes. Everything. Everything starts in perpetual darkness and blackness. Mm-hmm. That's why they are so jealous of us because we represent the everything. And they can't understand what's happened to them. So they turn it around and make us feel guilty for who we are. Mm-hmm. And then we even say, oh, we don't want to be black. We disassociate ourselves with everything like that. It's all about mind control. So to conclude it, what I'm saying is this. He said, Chancellor Williams says, we have to know our strengths and our weaknesses. Our strengths is in our DNA. Our strength is knowing thyself, knowing who you are, not just your job title, not just the name you're given at birth, not just your nationality. It's truly knowing yourself. And the Guyanians, the word Sankofa, right, to me illustrates it, but because it means go back and fetch. It means right. Go back to the source. Where's the source? The source is the beginning. Go back to the beginning. And you can find that when you go into yourself, whether you meditate, whether you study, whatever you do. But you have to find your true self, not just the name you've been given at birth. Your true identity means that you've got to test yourself, put yourself out there, meaning that you've got to come on radio stations, black American radio stations around the world, and let people slaughter you, call you an idiot and call you all kind of names and still come back because you know you're about. What it means, Baba Ochi. So you're putting your neck on the line. I know you're real because I know they're listening to us, want to call us black extremists and all kind of nonsense. But we know who we are. That knowledge of self frightens them even more than an atomic bomb because they're living a lie.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the bottom line is that we have to embrace who we are, and we must embrace ourselves historically and culturally. Historically and culturally, we must embrace that, you know, and don't, you know, think and fear anything. Yeah.
And a few things you said, I wanna reconfirm. You talked about. And this is it's the intelligence of what you talked about. You know, you talked about, you used a word, you were describing about the artificial womb.
The artificial womb, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ectogenesis, I wrote it down.
Yes.
Ectogenesis. Yeah. Now, I know about it, but I haven't studied it. But I will go away and study it.
Okay.
But what else would you talk about? You talk about phenotype adaptation. Phenotype adaptation means adapting to your environment. Phenotype adaptation means that if you stay in America too long, you're going to end up white. because you're adapting to your environment. And you know you're changing, because if you go back to Africa, you see people dark, depending where they are, because some people are light in Africa. You know what I'm saying? But you adapt to your environment. It's called phenotype adaptation. And then it reminded me of the book called Iceman Inheritance.
Yeah.
Iceman Inheritance by Bradley Shaw, 1991. Yes.
Michael Bradley, right?
I've actually bought, I never read it, and I don't know where it is now, but I know about it. It was commissioned by John Henry Clark, okay? Mm-hmm. So people need to go and read that. This is a white man telling you why his people are the way they are. Not a black man, a white man. The Iceman Inheritance. His name is Michael Bradley. He wrote that in 1991. He breaks down why they are so hostile to you. Go and read it. If you think I'm making anything up, go and read that book.
That's right.
That is the white man. And I don't know if this is true. At the time, because I got that years ago, I don't know if it's true that it was banned in America. I was told it was banned in America.
I bought it when it came out.
True or not. But I said one stage it was banned.
Yeah, I bought it when it came out. It was being discussed and being debated in academic circles around the world, not just in America. And because of how he threw it out there to challenge white folks, to challenge the academic notions of their superiority. And I mean, and it was great. It was great. I mean, when it came out, I went to a conference where they were discussing it and basically saying that Europeans, Caucasians, whites have been lying about their history.
Absolutely.
And the history of the world. They've been lying.
A white man is telling you the truth. And then here some of us are, when we talk the truth, we get attacked. When you talk the truth, and I know the truth is a bitter pill to swallow, but trust me, I'm going to choke you with it. I'm going to force it down your throat, because the truth, my sword of truth, is the only weapon I carry. And I'm going to take it to my grave in this life and the next life. And I don't care what's coming my way. I'm going to walk with that sword of truth, because that's what's going to set us free.
Yeah.
I realize another thing. Constantly lie to each other. We constantly lie to each other because we are still under colonization and we don't want to stand out to our oppressor. But listen, let me tell you this. I've been trying to find myself, and you and others, people, the real people like you, have helped me to do that. I ain't going to take it all on. And now that I'm on my way, trust me, I don't fear anything. I don't fear them.
That's right.
What they
That's
can
right.
do or what they can give. And I don't want you distractors and you sellouts and all of you with that kind of mentality to know this. I don't fear you or nobody on this planet. Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. My children are here. I have grandchildren here. If I was to pass away in the next minute, so be it. Mm. That's how I feel. Honestly, I feel like that. And I ain't kidding you. I ain't saying it for the sake of saying it. I don't fear nobody.
That's
nobody.
Right. I don't either.
Seriously, my brother.
Yes, I agree.
The children are, my youngest one now is in her 20s. I've got three grandchildren, three grandboys. Let them do the work now.
Mm-hmm.
It's in their blood. Let them do it. Because trust me, I'm ready. I'm ready anytime.
Yeah.
Brother, you're doing such a great job. And I just want to prop you up every chance I get. You and the real people among us. And we will break this. We will break this. We will break this with a sword of truth. Trust me on that.
Well, I'm going to be consistent, brother. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be constant. I'm going to be on it till I can't be no more. You know, that if I have any breath at all and any life at all, I'll be trying my best to put something on our minds to get us to think outside of the imposed boundaries that Europeans have put us in, to make us behave and think the way we do, you know, with such disdain for ourselves and for our women, to think that being black is ugly. I mean, that's still a serious-ass battle, you know, that these people have done, you know, to us in our psyche and in our mind. And so that's why Chancellor Williams' book, The Destruction of Black Civilization, is an outstanding book. And I would agree with you.
I think we should all, every single one of it. And the thing is, some genius, like I said, is available on YouTube. The Miseducation of the Negro on YouTube. A lot of these books, someone has cleverly put them up there. So we have no excuse. We got no excuse. There's so much stuff up there now on the internet. Trust me, there's so much fantastic. And you know, with this AI, people, you see how these devils work again. Let me tell you something. I'm in IT. I told you before, and I'm not telling you to big up anything. I'm telling you for a reason. I have now watched the work, some of the conscious ones, take the artificial intelligence and use it to our advantage. And some of the videos they're putting up there, mind-blowing. When I hear idiots talk about how we got to talk about, the young have surpassed us long time. Some of them are so genius, it's unbelievable. I've seen it with my eyes, I'm telling you. And the reason is, I wish sometimes I was younger, their age, where I had more free time.
Yeah.
I didn't have these problems to pay bills and everything on my head. Because the tools are there, and they're using them. You go on YouTube and you see some of these. Look, I'm just going to put it out there. If I had the time, I'd create a virtual library. All these academics talked about it, and Encyclopedia Africa, that's now possible. You can bring back these characters. Any character you want, you can bring them back into real life and make them speak their own voice. You can do that now with little training. I watched the other day a software developer guy talk about that same technology, that AI technology, soon be available on your phone. You can create anything you want. A whole movie. Within this year, you're going to see people create a whole movie on their phone. And all the characters are going to come and be designed by artificial intelligence. No real people, but they're going to look and move like real people. That's coming. So we got no excuses. Yeah. We can tell our story exactly the way we want it right here and now. So I don't want to hear no idiot tell me about, oh, the young people. Young people far, far apart you. Your ass is planted on the sofa and you're talking about that's the reality.
Yeah.
The reality is the young people, a lot of them have surpassed us by miles, but they just need backing. They need backing and support by elders like yourself, the wise ones, not the ones who want to rob them and go behind their back and take their money, not them ones. I'm talking about the ones who are real. That's what they need. They need some money. They need some funding. And I'm telling you, they're going to do it. They're going to do it because I've seen it with my eyes.
Right on. You bet. All right, dear brother. Thanks a lot, Paul. Have a great weekend, my brother. Be safe.
You
man.
Too. May the ancestors protect you and guide you always. Take care.
You take, my brother. Peace. Hey, Baba, how you doing?
All I can tell you is amen for Paul.
Right on.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
He is on it. He's on top of it. I'm surprised to hear a young cat at this day. I was 83 this past Tuesday.
Oh, congratulations. This past Tuesday.
Listen,
oh, man.
Amen. Amen to Paul. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's on top of it. You have a nice weekend. Good show.
Thank you, Baba. Take care. Stay safe, dear brother. Congratulations. 83, man. Enjoy your birthday
March
weekend.
This past Tuesday.
Right
83.
On.
Okay.
Enjoy your weekend, brother. Peace to you.
Made my day, brother.
Right on. Oh, man. Brother Ted Lusk. Brother Ted, are you there? Okay. Just listening. Brothers and sisters, I thank you. It's been a good week. I want you to have a safe weekend. Be back with us on Monday. We end this program, like we end all of our programs, with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in hell don't want to pay for it. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shemhotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Abibi Fahodier means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. You take care and you have a blessed day and you be safe. Hope to see you back here on Monday.